This podcast is brought to you each week by F&B Community Bank of Vandalia, Ramsey, Patoka, Mulberry Grove, and Greenville. It's also brought to you each week by Heck Chevrolet. Again, we would like to thank F&B Community Bank and Heck Chevrolet for sponsoring our podcast here on VandaliaRadio.com and I70Sports.com. Hi, Todd Stapleton here with my latest rant, and today we're going to talk a little bit about Major League Baseball and some things in the game that bother me, upset me, that I'm sad or gone, or, you know, just a little bit of a mix of everything. Now, I will say up front, full disclosure, I do not watch Major League Baseball anymore. I haven't seen an inning of a game in at least a couple of seasons, really since the speed baseball started with the clock. That kind of did me in then. I really didn't have an issue with them speeding up the game per se. But the thing was, you talk about lipstick on a pig. You're speeding up the game. First off, I want you to think about all other sports and think about, does anybody care how long a football game is? No, they don't. Football game could be 5 hours long. The advertisers would probably be thrilled because they'd get that much more time on in the football game because people are watching, they're engaged. It doesn't matter to them how long it is. So baseball decided that we need to shorten everything up, but it's not about that. That's the thing that they've never understood, and they'll never understand, because the people that look at these things are too close to it every day. They're too close to the game. The bottom line is, if the game's not entertaining anymore, then it doesn't matter if it's an hour long or it's 4 hours long, if it's not entertaining to watch. And that's just always been what makes me laugh, is when we need to speed this game up. Nobody else cares about that. Nobody else really thinks about it but Major League Baseball, because they just need to get it over with. And honestly, it's the advertiser saying, get this over with so we can get something on that sells for us. Anyway, so I haven't watched in a while. Really, after they started that, I watched a bit and saw, it's like, wow, I just really don't like this anymore. And the game, the home runs, the strikeouts, the other goofball rules that they've come up with over time. Just, you know, you can't, a pitcher has to go this long. You can only throw over this many times, and just all this other stuff. The other thing I'll say about the time, and we'll move on from the time, but they reduced the game, but they didn't think about the commercial breaks that have gotten longer and longer and longer as the years have went over. So some other topics away from the clock thing that have bothered me for a long time. And the first one's going to make me sound old and pitiful, and that's fine. It is what it is. But that's a designated hitter in the National League. And the first thing people are going to say is, well, the league should be uniform. And my first thought would be, why? Why do they have to be? I thought it was a unique, cool thing that baseball had two different rules, one in the National League, one in the American League. They were honestly, you watch the games, there was a lot of difference. I was just talking with somebody about guys that changed leagues back in the 70s and 80s. You change leagues, it was brand new. You saw brand new pitchers, some guys you had never seen, maybe in spring training, but otherwise you'd never seen. The strike zone was different. Things were different when you went from one league to the other. They talked about it a lot. It was different. And so that made the World Series more intriguing a lot of times, because you had these differences in the league. And, you know, the other thing with the DH, and yes, it was the last league left. I get that. The National League was the last baseball league left that didn't have it anymore. I didn't know uniformity had – I didn't know that was great. You know, everything has to be the same. I thought that was supposed to not be good. But anyway, it takes away a lot of things. And people can argue anytime they want about this. It takes away strategy. there was a ton of strategy in the National League when it came to when pitchers came out, the double switch, so many things like that. Joe Torre's book, he talks about the 96 World Series and the managing without the DH and how great it was. And I know Tony La Russa talked about enjoying the National League game a lot more. Sparky Anderson hated the designated hitter. Because it does. It adds a lot of intrigue. It adds a lot of things. You know, there was a year, and I'm not picking on Cito Gaston, but there was a year with the Blue Jays where he didn't use a pinch hitter until like August. Because you didn't have to. You put out nine guys. You put out nine guys that, you know, could get it done for you. You went from there. You could go to sleep the rest of the night. Your pitcher could go as long as they needed to. You didn't have to worry about who was hitting when and things like that. So the strategy side's one. Another part of it that will always be kind of lost to a lot of people is if you were a good hitting pitcher or you handled the bat well, you did things well with the bat, you helped yourself. Now, all the people will talk about is, well, it's boring to watch a pitcher hit. Yeah, they weren't good hitters, and it got worse as the years went by. I definitely noticed that as the years went by. Those guys got worse and worse as hitters. But you go back to the days of the Bob Forshes, the Don Robinsons, Fernando Valenzuela. Bob Gibson hit a home run in Game 7 of the 1967 World Series. These guys could help themselves a lot by being good athletes, by being able to do things with the bat, not just get hits, but be able to move guys over, know how to hit behind runners, things like that, which I know some of what I just said is gone from the game. We'll talk about that in a minute, too. So you could be better than the other guy, not just by pitching, but you could help yourself at the plate by doing a good job, and that also gave you an edge. If you had a good hitting team, a good hitting team of pitchers, you had an edge over the other team, and you would see that from time to time. The other guy goes up there helpless and wails at three pitches. You get a hit now and then, drive in a run, move guys over, do other things. You could benefit yourself. So it took that element out of the game too. And again, I kind of enjoyed having one league with a DH and one not. The one thing that I will say, and this is funny when it comes to the time, was when I was a kid, if you watched an American League game, the very first thing you knew was it was going to take longer because they had the DH and the game went on longer. But anyway, nobody thought about that when they talked about the time. The other one is interleague play. Another factor is interleague play. And I know this one makes me sound pitiful, but back in 97 when they started interleague play, and for you young folks, yes, we did not always have interleague play. I remember being excited about it, and then there was a matchup coming up, two teams, and I was listening to it, and they had never met. They had never met in a World Series before, and so their first meeting was going to be a three-game series in June of 1997. And it kind of struck me right then. It's like, well, that's not great. When the World Series was where you wanted to have that meeting with American League teams. And, so there was excitement behind it then and for a few years. And if you remember way back when it first started, it was condensed to just a couple of weeks, like in June. And so there was excitement. But I'll tell you this, and I think most people that are honest will tell you the same thing. It got boring. Who wants to see some of these teams? Who cares? You'd seen a couple of teams that you wanted to see for a while. Okay, whatever. It seemed like, it lost it pretty quick, I thought. They kept hanging on to these rivalries that they put together. And I remember talking to a Cubs fan one time, and he was talking about the Cardinals-Cubs in the division race, and he was like, and look at the fact the Cardinals get interleague play against the Royals, who at the time were terrible, and the Cubs had their interleague matchup series with the White Sox, who were really good. Now, how's that fair? And so then they've never really balanced it out, and so that kind of factors into a little bit. But it's just it lost its luster in a hurry. And again, I know the argument will be, well, every other league plays everybody. Well, that doesn't make it the best. And why couldn't baseball be unique? Why couldn't it still remain unique and have differences? But it didn't. They gave that away. It's gone now. It'll never come back. And that's something, you know, it's kind of a sad thing. And, you know, another thing I miss, and I watch a lot of older games to see this, is the manufacturing of runs. You know, sometimes you'd score a run and not get a hit. Sometimes you wouldn't even have an official at bat. Somebody would walk. They'd steal second. Maybe they'd get to third even on another steal. You'd have a sacrifice fly to get them home. Sometimes it happened. It happened a lot. And the game was fun then. You know, back in those days, you didn't have power hitters everywhere. If a team hit 150 home runs back in the 80s, that was a lot. That was a lot to have. Most teams didn't do that. You hit 20, 25 a year, you were in pretty good shape. You were going to be kind of a star back then. I know that's not a big deal now. Plus, the ball was in play a lot more. There wasn't all these strikeouts that there is now. It was a different game, totally different game. In fact, I said last week during the podcast, the game's not recognizable, and I would make that argument. It's not that recognizable. Every pitcher didn't throw max effort 97 all the time. The only pitchers that threw that hard were Nolan Ryan, Roger Clemens, and the closers. Other than that, most guys didn't throw that hard. They just didn't. It was a different game. It was a different pitch game. You fooled guys. You made guys to swing at your pitch, and you moved the ball around. It was a different game, and I miss that because it was a good game. Now, the high school game is still more back to the purity of the game. When you go to a high school game, you still get a lot more of that. And with the manufacturing of runs, stolen bases, and I know that baseball has worked to bring back the stolen base. One thing is the limiting the pickoffs and things like that, and I know they've worked on that. But it's not the same. It's not really the same because now you kind of get the feel the league's pushing to this a little bit, and that kind of takes away from it a little bit too. So, you know, these things make you sad. They make you mad at the same time. I don't know, but you miss them when they're gone from the game, and you can't sit down and watch that kind of game anymore. And that's life. I know every sport evolves some. I don't know that they've all evolved quite like baseball has, or as much as baseball has. It has really had a big evolution over time. And probably some of it's good. Now, you know, I heard an argument from a guy earlier this week talking about how healthy the game is. I don't know about that. They've got two teams playing in minor league ballparks right now. With no salary cap, you pretty much know who's going to spend all the money and who's going to make it big every year. But anyway, he was talking about how there's all this great talent in the game. Well, that's a moot thing. There's always a lot of talent in the game. Whether it's 1979 or it's 1999 or it's 2025, there's always been great talent in the game. I don't know when you didn't have great talent in the game. Truthfully, I don't. So there's always been talent in the game. There's always been talented people playing the game. That's not changed. And that's going to happen. And no question about it. Not taken away from anybody that plays today, but there's just a lot of elements that are missing. I think the analytics and a lot of that stuff, a lot of that is great, but I think it gets a little bit overdone. You know, WAR is one. I think WAR should be more for entertainment purposes. If you look into WAR and you look at it closely, you really see some flaws in it. And it's kind of a thing that can be manipulated if you're a certain kind of player and you do certain things anyway. So, you know, there's just a lot of things, and here we are in the baseball season, and we get to this point, and it does make me sad. I don't care anymore. I don't watch games. I don't even look at scores anymore. That is totally gone. And it, you know, you get into a rant about it a little bit, but at the same time, it kind of makes you sad because it's something I grew up watching and something, you know, my dad taught me. But I don't feel like the game that I learned and I grew up watching and I was around back then, I don't feel like that game exists anymore. I think that game's kind of gone, and it's not the same at all anymore to what it is today. So it makes you kind of sad, I guess. And there's going to be other sports we're going to talk about. We're going to talk a little bit about football in the NFL coming up next week. But for this week, that's going to wrap us up, and that is my latest rant. This podcast is brought to you each week by F&B Community Bank of Vandalia, Ramsey, Patoka, Mulberry Grove, and Greenville. It's also brought to you each week by Heck Chevrolet. Again, we would like to thank F&B Community Bank and Heck Chevrolet for sponsoring our podcast here on VandaliaRadio.com and I-70Sports.com.